This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Out of the mouths of babes rarely come reports about leading economic indicators or foreign policy updates. But now a new television news program, Teen Kids News, does just that. It was developed by the man who invented Eyewitness News. The show is on about 200 stations. It's battling Saturday morning cartoons, but also a perception that kids aren't too interested in the world around them. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has this report.
All right, Lauren, you'll do a countdown first, okay? And you've got speed. Go ahead.
Three, news producer Alan two, Weiss houses, feeds, clothes, and suggests line readings to his star reporter.
And here's the scoop on how inflation affects you.
Say you. You're saying you. Say you.
Weiss isn't one of those newsroom Napoleons, just a father. Today, 13-year-old Lauren Weiss is in the kitchen of their Westchester, New York home, filming a report about inflation, which will be driving the price of ice cream up this summer. The program's basic principle is that for kids to become interested in the news, it has to be presented by kids, even, as Weiss explains, if it's really written, edited, and produced by adults.
We're not trying to turn these kids into journalists. We're just trying to use them as vehicles to convey the news to their peers. Better having their peers tell them the news than having adults tell them the news, even if the copy was written the same exact way.
Weiss says they want to interest kids, but they also want to protect them. So if kids are likely to be upset by the obvious lead story of every newscast in America, like, say, the abuse of Iraqi prisoners, Kids News will tread very carefully, using their partners at the Weekly Reader to advise them on what to cover and how to phrase it. The man who started the program is Al Primo, who in the 60s invented the Eyewitness News format, replete with a multi-ethnic cast of reporters covering crime, fires, and consumer affairs in between happy talk. Teen Kids News has a lot of these elements, but the stories are actually more in-depth than almost anything you'll see on local news. But still, it's pretty snappy.
Teen Kids News.
Cosmetic surgery. Is it too extreme for a teen?
I'll show you how American soldiers train for Iraq.
You've seen him on the field. Now I'll put football great Troy Aikman on the spot.
Plus the strange case of the speeding mom.
Teen Kids News.
Those last two reporters you heard were Paula Zahn's daughter Haley and Cody Gifford, son of Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford. But for all the whoosh sound effects and second-generation star power, Primo says that this show for kids is in a lot of ways more high-minded than the news programs aimed at their parents.
Well, I'm hoping that we can set a pattern here that you can get an audience by being a little more intellectual and a little more honest with the audience and a little more clever.
But Primo still knows his audience, to whom there are no bigger stars than the Olsen twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley's latest movie, New York Minute, is premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival, and Al Weiss's other daughter, 10-year-old Nicole, interviewed them on the red carpet. Afterwards, the Olsens seemed to be pleased to have talked to a reporter shorter than themselves.
Nicole there is 10 years old. Do you think it's too late for her?
No, it's not too late for her. We started when we were 7, when we were 9 months old, and I think, you know, people just start when they become interested.
After Mary-Kate and Ashley walked off, so did most of the other reporters. But Nicole's producer, Jana, had a hunch, and it led to what she explained to Nicole was a big get. The Tribeca Film Festival's founder came walking up to Nicole, and she asked him a question.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is a New York Minute?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet, so but it could be many things. You tell me.
After Robert De Niro walked away, I asked Nicole what it was like to interview him.
Well, I don't really know who he is, but maybe one day I will.
Jana seemed happy. That's something.
Yeah, if Jana's happy, then I'm happy.
Indeed, everyone was happy, including kids watching in about 200 markets who would see an Olsen interview, plus bonus footage of that old guy who played the crazy dad in Meet the Parents. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
Thanks, Cody.
That's Mike. Mike.
Cody?
Whatever.